best sellers. Best sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission? To kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
The three injured when the glider landed. Another six that have just arrived. Plus you and I, sir. That makes 17 men, sir.
17?
Yes, sir. Doesn't look as if any more are likely to arrive. It's a miracle there are any of us alive at all.
17 men out of 70.
Yes, sir. And they're not in such hot shape. Those three from the glider accident will manage. But there are two men in really bad shape. One, I suspect, has a lung shot wound, which is going to need special attention by medics as soon as possible. Or he won't make it.
Damn. Granville, how's your own wound?
A bit bloody, sir.
But you can manage.
So I'll just hold on.
Good man.
I don't think it's wise trying to wait here any longer, sir. I know you're hoping some more men may just make it. But I must be frank, Major Longland, sir, and say it won't happen.
Another hour, Granville.
Another hour? But, sir, we've got to start for the Havel. It's going to be light soon, and then we're going to make our chances of getting away even slenderer. No, sir, I think it would be better if we headed for the river now, sir. We could always leave two dinghies waiting for any stragglers, hidden by the Pischelsdorf Bridge, as agreed.
Maybe you're right, Granville.
I know I'm Major Longland, sir.
We'll still hold on a bit.
How long, sir?
About 30 minutes.
I really think that's still too long, sir.
Granville, look at the men. They'll be grateful for a few more minutes' rest before we start making for the river and rowing down it.
I've seen the men, sir. Not a pretty sight. They look so thoroughly beaten. Jaws hanging slack, unseeing eyes, hunched shoulders. If one of them has died since I counted, you wouldn't be able to tell him from the living.
I know. That's why, if we remain here for a while, look calm and optimistic about it, we might revive a little.
Personally, I'll only cheer up when we're on the move again. The longer I sit here, the more nervous I am about Jerry picking up our traces. They may have even taken several prisoners.
Granville.
You know what I'm thinking, sir. But they won't just shoot them outright, as that loud-mouthed little Austrian would like. That the Gestapo may decide to hold them for interrogation.
Most of them will be enlisted men. They won't know anything. Well, not much anyway.
But if they get their hands on an officer...
I know what you mean. Still, even then there's very little they could discover.
They could find enough to learn about our escape route. And come beetling after us.
Perhaps. But it'll take them time. Our men won't break easily. Best all the Gestapo will get from them is their name, rank and serial number.
Before the bastards finish them off, you mean, sir?
Well, yes.
But their process of finishing them off may get what they're wanting.
Oh, damn, Granville, must you go on about it?
No, sir. But one has to consider the possibilities.
And I figure that once they've learned enough about our operation, they're going to seal off as many escape routes as they can.
We'll move in a few more minutes.
Thank you, sir.
It won't take us long to get to the river.
No, sir.
It would have helped if we could have reached the airlift sector. There's no chance of that now. Not anymore.
No, sir. We're too far behind schedule.
Even if we'd been able to get close enough, our two radio men are among the missing. Without them, there's no way we can contact the planes. No way to summon them down.
Should I give the men the order to move to the river, sir?
Baskin? What is it?
It's out.
Take it easy. It's an air raid warning, most likely.
What? Now? It's almost morning.
Yeah, I know. It's probably American bombers coming in from the west. Take over where the British left off last night.
Oh, it's rather a warming thought.
Why say that?
We'll keep Jerry busy, so he won't get a chance to look for us.
Don't bet on that, Fomoy. He's probably organized a special detachment specially to suit us out, air raid or not.
It'll create confusion anyway.
I'm curious to take a closer look at what's going on. You coming?
Do you think it's wise? I mean, we're hardly safe where we are at the moment.
We'll just take a peek. The air in here's getting stale.
Stale to begin with. Well, you had to pick this musty old coal bin.
Because it was a damn sight safer than where we were. That apartment was giving me the jitters. It had too much of a lived-in look about it for a place that was supposed to be abandoned.
Well, it was your idea that it was abandoned.
Yeah, I know. But even then... Anyway, at least we've managed to cover a sizable area since then. I had to get us to make a move.
Some move. Dragging me from block to block, trying to find a building too battered to harbor full-time inhabitants, yet sound enough not to topple on top of us at the slightest vibration.
Yeah, well, I found us such a place, didn't I? And we're still alive.
Speak for yourself. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. I begin to feel pretty woozy.
Oh, come on, then. Let's go and get a little fresh air and sunlight, huh?
How are you planning to manage that, Bascom?
Listen, there's a shattered section in the wall near here. We can scramble over there. We'll be able to take a good look at what's happening while still remaining undercover.
Well, you must, you must. Can't help admitting I'm a little curious to see what the city looks like by daylight. Probably quite heartening to see Jerry going about his daily chores.
It'll be more heartening to see what a mess our bombers have made of this city. It's a pity they didn't hit that damn chancellery with the entire Nazi order in it.
Well, are you going to help me to that breach in the wall, or aren't you, Bascom? Well, look at that now.
Yeah. Makes one wonder, doesn't it?
And nobody seems to have taken much notice of those sirens.
Perhaps they're used to it. They probably adapted to a sort of, well, if it falls on me, then it falls on me attitude.
There certainly wasn't anyone around during the air raid last night.
At night, I think it's different. Nobody likes to be caught sleeping. They probably prepare to hide in the shelter then, but during the day, when they're awake, they can see when a bomb is coming. Well, they feel that way anyway, so they can run or duck.
Remarkable. I mean, the idea is insane. They're all going about their business as though there's no such thing as an approaching bomber plane. Look over there. An old frail man picking through the wreckage of that house across the way.
Probably hunting for some cherished possession. Maybe he was hit last night.
Let's hope that isn't the case for this place. There's some dear old granny coming to seek out the remains of Felix, her cat.
I shouldn't think so. Some of the furnishings in this place, well, what remains of them, that is, are wet and soggy.
Yeah.
Have been exposed to the elements for some time.
There. The far end of the street.
What is it?
Soldier.
Where?
See?
Oh.
Four.
boy. There's no need for panic. He's just standing there scanning the sky.
I wasn't panicking. He thought I'd draw more attention to him.
He looks like he's got all the time in the world. Hardly someone with a mission to seek out a couple of lunatic Allied raiders, huh?
Doesn't look that old either.
He must be regulation age.
No. Looks about 15.
Ah, come on.
I'm sorry, he is. I mean, makes sense.
Why? Yeah, I see what you mean.
The Germans must be on their last leg now. Particularly with the Russians practically on their doorstep. They're probably press-ganging every available male that can carry a rifle into the service. Old men, schoolboys.
Yeah, it's a bit sickening.
Damn it all, they started it.
Not the kids.
Nonsense. That lad over there is probably an enthusiastic member of the Hitler Youth.
I don't know. Perhaps you're right. I noticed that line of women by that boarded-up butcher shop haven't budged.
Queuing up for their daily rations.
Certainly look determined not to give up their places. Just standing there grimly, just gazing at the sky from time to time.
Look, man.
What is it now? I wish you wouldn't keep grabbing me like that with something. With every time you see something.
That little girl sitting on the doorway of that shop.
Yeah?
She's eating something. Oh, man, I'm starved.
Oh, I wish you hadn't reminded me.
Oh, she's eating it. Devouring it. Greedy pig.
Will you stop watching her? Think of something else.
Oh! She swallowed it.
Did a good job, too. Now you can stop watching her. I must say, she looks the picture of innocence. Blonde, curly hair, sitting there contentedly.
So would you be contented if you just devoured a whole mouthful of food?
It's funny, you know. I like the Berliners when I was here before. It's rather difficult to think of them as the enemy. I've always felt that I knew the Germans and understand them. And yet there have been those ugly rumors of death camps and wholesale extermination.
Not rumors. 10 days before we left France, those rumors became substantiated fact when our British troops liberated a place called Belsen. 6 days later, your American buddies found a camp at Buchenwald.
Yeah, I know. The London newspapers are full of pictures and outrageous stories. The savagery they'd uncovered seemed almost, I don't know, beyond belief. But I got to see some of the photographs that were judged too graphic for public print. I was so sickened by them that I began to understand General Patton's reported reaction when inspecting Buchenwald.
What was that?
He threw up. Heaven knows what other horrors will be uncovered before all this is over.
There we are, lad. Seems to be impossible to conceive, but those people down the street there are part of the whole business. They allowed it. And you and I haven't a hope if any of them were to suspect we're hidden here. To remain hidden in the cellar.
I don't know. I haven't worked out what our next move should be.
As we ought to try and make it to the harbor. At night, I mean.
That's not going to do much good now.
Right? You know the arrangement was that if we got separated, the general meeting place would be the Bischelsdorf Bridge.
Yeah, that meeting was scheduled for hours ago. If anyone has been lucky to make it there, they'd have pushed off by now. In fact, I can't see any of them waiting around for any poor blighter who happens to be left behind. Probably all in a blind panic, anyhow.
Someone would have waited, surely. They would have stuck to the schedule, seeing that everything else had gone wrong.
Maybe they would. If they had anyone to guide them. I reckon that a lot of officers went down in that first counterattack. After all, they would have been in the front, huh? They'd have been the first to be hidden.
Yes, but there will be someone there with brains. If there are any survivors, there's bound to be someone amongst them who'll get everything else together. And you suggest waiting.
How long do you think he'll dare wait, huh? Not an entire day. Oh, for my. I doubt whether anyone has made it to the Havel or the Bischelsdorf Bridge. No, we're going to have to find a different escape route. The what? Well, I don't know. Whatever we decide, we'll have to wait until dark before we can try it out.
Say, have you noticed?
Huh?
The sirens have stopped.
Oh, yeah. You think the planes aren't coming in?
Could be. Maybe with the weather turning sour, they pulled back.
Seems extraordinary. Just because a few rain clouds got them. Oh, no. That sounds like our boys are coming in after all.
You sure? No one's budging.
Yeah. Oh, here they come. What a sight. B-17s in their hundreds. Woo-wee!
It makes one feel nice and happy, doesn't it?
That's it. Hey, they've started releasing their load.
Hey, wait a minute, Baskin. Huh? I don't think he's so overjoyed. Their bombing pattern includes us.
What? You crazy there?
The building, it'll collapse.
Get your head down. Come on, get down, man. That's just the first batch. Inferno going on.
I know. Just look at that street. The old man's gone, the kid's gone, and the soldier's gone. All taking cover. But the women haven't budged.
I don't believe
it. They're still standing in line, waiting for their quota of food. They're determined nobody's going to budge them. One's even brought along a bucket for that kind of thing. She's gone and stuck it on her head as a kind of helmet. That'll save her.
Amazing. You're right, Formway. Not one of them has moved. But why?
Simple. For them, life has to go on. They've got families to feed. What's left of them? They're all busy thinking pig's feet and tripe. Not war.
Yeah, well, they can think what they like. But I am getting out of here. We've been discovered!
Keep calm, man. It's anti-aircraft fire.
What? Why?
Listen. There's another raid taking over from last night.
And once again, we're in the middle of it.
Yes, but that may be to our advantage. It'll create a disturbance which will have everyone heading for cover and gazing at the sky. I was going to notice a couple of dinghies floating down the river. And the weather looking as though it may rain. We may still have some things on our side for a change. First wave. Yes. I'll be like that for at least 2 hours. Flight after flight.
It's a wonder any city can survive that.
Yes. I wonder what's going to be left by the time it's all over. Then there'll be the Russians moving in.
They haven't helped them. The Reds have quite a few scores to settle, and some of them go a long way back into history.
Yeah. Granville, you're almost beginning to sound sorry for the Jerrys.
I'm thinking of some of the ones who are innocent. The kids, for instance.
There'll be all sorts of ethical arguments once the war is finished. For the time being, let's not concern ourselves with that. What we have to do is concentrate on getting ourselves out of here and making sure we're not blown up before we get the chance. Some of those explosions sound awfully close.
Shouldn't be too long before we reach our destination. With all the noise and confusion, our men seem to be able to pedal pretty fast.
Yes, but I'm not going to get too hopeful about that. Look how I kept waiting for some more of our men to turn up and no more did. Instead, we lost one. That poor lad with a shot in his bones.
I know, sir. It's been a mucky affair. Nothing's worked. Not even the escape route. Not the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
We were told that the city was wide open, that all the German troops had been rushed to the east to face the Russians. Yet those last couple of miles when we tried to reach Bischelsdorf from the bridge had been crawling with uniforms.
Mainly kids from the Hitler Youth and old-timers in Home Guard outfits. and the roadblocks were all facing outwards, not inwards.
Of course, sir, but their very presence had forced you to detour through all kinds of dead ends, which is what put us so far behind schedule.
I know, Granville. Just more of the sort of messy way in which this whole raid was put together.
And we can't relax yet, sir. We've got to pass the West Bank near Gatow. There's bound to be soldiers patrolling it in order to protect Gatow airfield. There'll be another full garrison occupying Portsdam. And it's already mid-morning. We were supposed to be undercover by now.
Just a few more strokes downstream, Granville.
No strokes? A damn mile we've still got to go if we want to be safe.
There's enough smoke rising from the city now to help it scare us.
I don't like it, sir, and that's a fact.
Neither do I, Granville, but what can we do?
And it started to rain. Was it you who wished for it, Major, or I?
Seems to stop.
Yes. But the rain hasn't. It's beginning to pelter down like blazes. What a city.
We're going to have to start making a move soon. Also, start thinking of feeding ourselves.
Feeding ourselves? Damn it, that's the first thing to do. And how?
Yeah, no. That's one hell of a problem. These damn stupid survival kits. They provide us with plenty of money, which theoretically is supposed to buy food, but they don't bother to give us ration cards.
Well, there's bound to be someone who will willingly give something to eat in exchange for the money.
Don't you bet on it. People probably feel that the way things are going, money is going to be pretty worthless. Food is their one sure bet of survival.
Here's the gold. That's something positive.
Oh, yeah, positive, but you can't eat that, huh?
True. So that's a more viable proposition. Someone may regard it as a kind of investment.
If only the idiots back in London used their brains and know-how. They might have thought to provide us with an adequate survival kit. Well, we got tools enough to get away from danger, but nothing to help us in the middle of it. We might have to remain in the city until it eventually falls to the Russians. Which, I may tell you, may not happen quite so quickly as we like to think.
Bascom, what have you decided?
That at some stage, I'm going to have to go on.
You're going to try using that money, then?
Yeah. I don't know. What I'm really going to be trying is to see whether this false identity card and my disguise work.
You're going out? Alone?
I have to. Damn it, fool. We gotta eat.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortman.